What will you miss for the next little while here without Toby in your lineup that he's been so good at in your eyes?
Toby breaks the puck out of our end as well as anybody, but under pressure on the close contact dumps where they're going to set two and three guys in the corner, moves it to his partner. He gets it into the middle of the ice as well as anybody, which means you're spending more time in your end. He breaks an awful lot up with that good stick off rushes. His reads are so good, but he quiets the game down at times that are pretty hectic. He's so effective at breaking that puck out. We're going to miss that. Josh Morrissey has a lot of that in his game, so he kind of goes into that hole where we're going to need the other defensemen to fill. I think Josh has played well enough that we may well not see a drop off in the hole that Toby played, but then the other guys are going to have to pick up the extra ice.
Do you have a better idea of how long he will be gone?
I don't yet. I do not know.
What have you seen from Jacob as he's getting more and more comfortable?
I think Jake's been really consistent in his time back, something I didn't really expect after missing the amount of time. He came in and took big minutes, and a little stronger on the puck, a little stronger in his own, and a little more relaxed in the defensive parts of the game. I think he's picking and choosing. I think he's played a fairly conservative game. I think we started to see a bit in Carolina, but definitely in Minnesota, he's getting up the ice a little bit more. That's a timing thing, and that's feeling good about your game and getting back to game reads. But he started right. You know, he came in there and handled the defensive responsibilities first.
I know you're focused on your own group, but how has the dynamic changed, PK versus Weber, for their back end?
Well, complete in the styles of game that are different. He's so much more involved in the rush and up the rush, and there's more risk reward in his game. And I think that probably has changed the way the rest of the group plays. It may have gone. His addition kind of maybe augments the Nashville hockey game, in that I've always felt they're a really strong momentum team. And when they got it going, they were on you, and you really had to have your game right to survive that 10 minutes when in this building especially, and you see their record at home. They feed off that, and I think PK's that style of player. When he senses opportunities to go and to get up in the ice, he becomes very, very active, hard to find on the way up the ice. And then there's a real solid skill set there, clearly. He can move the puck, he can shoot the puck, and he can skate.
What have you learned from the first couple sets of these back-to-backs that you can maybe apply to this last one?
Well, I like the way we've played in our back-to-back sets. I think we've been strong in them. Our first tour with Nashville here, so again, there'll be four or five guys that get their first sense when we talk about Nashville the next time. They have a little clearer understanding of the style of game that they play.
Anything you can tell us about the lineup?
Absolutely not, no.